Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Destroying markets such as the Dokhinat market is a war against people and their livelihood and is a result of the absence of the Islamic Khilafah Caliphate state. In a brutal and violent act, local authorities in Jabal Awliya, Khartoum state, using heavily armed soldiers, demolished the tobacco market located in Jabal Awliya Road with bulldozers on Thursday morning, June 12, 2025, smashing the display counters. Even those who flood the market with their goods were not spared. The tobacco market is one of the oldest markets. It expanded after all local markets, and most of Khartoum's markets closed due to the war. It became a haven for people from the area, where non-military civilians shopped for food, vegetables, and other groceries. It is one of the markets where stolen goods are not sold. Therefore, the market expanded and prices fell due to the abundance of supply. Food became more affordable and excellent job opportunities were created for the people of the area after this damned war, which disrupted business and eliminated jobs. Because of this destruction, prices rose exorbitantly due to the lack of supply, which exacerbated the people's misery. The violence, cruelty, and brutality perpetrated by the local authorities and their forces were denounced by the people of the region. Indeed, most of them were astonished and asked, quote, "Isn't it time for the government to abandon its old methods, describing them as a tax-collecting state that antagonizes the people it is legally obligated to protect? Where were these forces when the rapid support forces violated honor and plundered funds? Are these forces there to protect the people or to oppress and humiliate them? If the market becomes too narrow, it can be organized or relocated to larger areas, which are readily available in the region. Allah Almighty has permitted buying and selling. Allah Almighty said, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has permitted trading and forbidden interest. Al-Baqarah 275. But usury has been made permissible in our markets, and trading has been prohibited, under pretexts and laws that Allah has not authorized. Work is obligatory for the able-bodied man to provide for his family. Abdullah ibn Amr said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيَّعَ مَنْ يُقُوتُ. It is enough for a person to be considered sinful that he neglects those whom he is responsible to sustain. If someone is unable to work, whether in actuality or legally, his affairs are left to the Muslim treasury, i.e. the government. How can it be held accountable when it is fighting people over their livelihoods? It is also impermissible to destroy people's property in the marketplace under any pretext, such as the spread of cholera, regulating the marketplace, or otherwise. Rather, the state's primary purpose is to assist people fulfill its duty of care and provide them with security and safety, not to fight them and cut off their livelihoods. Those working in the marketplace must adhere to the strictures of Sharia law in selling, trading, and other permissible activities. They must not sell stolen goods, prohibited items, or spoiled food. They must also adhere to preserving the environment and public health, refrain from blocking roads, and refrain from engaging in gross fraud, deception, fraudulent transactions, usury, or other prohibited transactions. The government's duty is to look after the affairs of the people and monitor the markets to regulate them, not to prevent people, but to facilitate their affairs in buying, selling, and working. In accordance with the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَالْإِمَامُ الَّذِي عَلَى النَّاسِ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The imam who is in charge of the people is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. What is happening today in the markets is the result of the absence of the Islamic State, a welfare state that upholds Allah's laws and implements his law, and whose ruler is a shepherd of the people, not a collector of their wealth. Therefore, serious work is necessary to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, based on the method of the prophethood, and to pledge allegiance to a Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided caliph. He will establish the deen and implement the Sharia, and this miserable and bitter reality will change on the authority of العربدة ابن سارية. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فإنه من يعيش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء المهديين الراشدين تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواذج. For those of you who live after me will see great disagreement. You must then follow my sunnah and that of the rightly guided caliphs. Hold to it and stick fast to it. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.